I'm excited. I'm excited to get a chance to work with the guys. You know, obviously, you know, you get a lot of questions about Jordan, but, you know, there's some guys in the room, Langford, Kadeem. There's some guys that I'm looking for. I'm looking forward to working with all of them, you know, and my job is for us to, you know, for me to get better every day and to help them be better every day. So, you know, I think Jordan and it's a young room, and I think, you know, we're just at the beginning of it and looking forward to seeing where we can go with it. That's impressive. You know, it's impressive in this league. You know, anytime a rookie can have that type of success. But I also think it's not necessarily where you are picked. It's what you do when you get where you're going. So in this league, you know, whether you're fifth or first rounder, once you get your opportunity, none of that matters. Once you get where you're going, none of that matters where they pick you. You know, and obviously he did a good job of taking advantage of that. Well, My first job on defense, I was a secondary coach at TCU. And in coaching that position, you cannot have tunnel vision. You have to see things from a big picture perspective. Mm-hmm. So I think that's helped me a lot as an offensive coach is I hadn't ever saw things from a small picture perspective, whether it be plays, whether it be game planning. You know, I think having an understanding and having knowledge of what's going on around you mm-hmm. is very important. So I think me starting off on defense, especially in the secondary, that really helped me the most in my mm-hmm. career, I'd say, is being able to have a broader vision on what was happening in front of me. And when you coach a secondary, you have to see it all and know where you fit in the run scheme and all that. So that probably helped me the most in my career. So I advise all young coaches to have a chance to do that, to get on the other mm-hmm. side of the ball.
Having the experience of an OC and being around different spots of, you know, an offense, what kind of unique perspective do you have on the running back position and, you know, establishing a quality running game?
I don't know if it's unique or not, but, you know, I've been around some good running games. There's a lot of different ways to go about it. You know, obviously this year, these guys ran the ball well. I just want to come in here and we want to do the best we can to win games one, and then hopefully, you know, we do a good job in our room and we're positive contributors that whether it be in the run game, passing, whatever we're asked to do, we want to be good at it. So, you know, there are a lot of different schemes and stuff. We'll get into that as I get to know these guys more, you know, what their strengths are and what we can do. But I'm looking forward to it. Well, this game gives you a unique perspective because you're allowed to, you know, you get them in the classroom and you get a feel for how they learn, how they retain, and how they're able to regurgitate it to you on the field. So, you know, my experience with this game has been very pleasant. We've been able to identify, you know, how guys learn, how they work, how they retain information, you know, how they apply it on the practice field, you know, how they work, you know, their work ethic. So there's a lot of things you can get from it. So looking forward for the rest of the week.
By the end of the week at this, do you feel?
Yeah, you get a good idea. Yeah. You get a good snapshot. Now, do you know everything? No, but you get a good snapshot. You get a much better – you got a much better feel for a guy after a week than you do if you hadn't worked with him at all. So, yeah, I'd say it's very beneficial.